Assalamualaikum. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasuli Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiyyi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alaihi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin barik wa sallim. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa qala ta'ala shahr ramadan alladhi unzila fihi alquran sadaqallahu alazim. Before we start the actual discussion, we look around us, we see this beautiful, what do you call them, by cubicles, the, well, most of you do know what the objective of this cubicle in the masjid, but I want to share with you my side of the story. These cubicles are atakaf cubicles. What I want to share with you is, if you open Quran doc, we will see a kind of atakaf that took place long before our Nabi came, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we're looking at para number 9, Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received the request of Musa alayhi salam, ki ya Allah, my people have urged me to appeal to you, to ask you to give them some kind of kitab which will contain your laws which they will try and follow. A book of guidance, in short. Allah accepted the request, but Allah said one condition. Leave your people, come to the mountain of Tur, and spend here 30 days in atakaf. In the day you will keep roza, in the night you will be on the musalla. At the end of those 30 days, I'll give you the kitab that they have requested for. See? So what do we see here? The people want to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow Musa will be gone. And they want to maintain their taluk with Allah jalla shanuhu. See? And the in between, the medium will be the kitab. Musa alayhi salam make the request. Allah accepts one condition. Come and spend 30 days here. Daytime you keep roza. Nighttime you make ibadah in the musalla. At the end of 30 days I will give you that. In the meanwhile, where were the people? A lot of details, man. I can sit from here, inshallah, from now till Seri. We make iftar one time. We make Seri one time, inshallah. And it won't end. Seriously, it won't end. Doc, you know it, huh? It won't end. I'm taking you all somewhere. I'm taking you on a particular track. I've got an objective, inshallah. So just bear with me, okay? Now, somebody said to me, today is shopping day. Make short. I said, well, they can chuck. You want to go shopping, then move it up. Don't have to sit here. Right, doc? You must choose now what you want, no? This is also a bazaar. We're selling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam to you, yes or no? Huh? So where were the people? If you open Quran again, you'll find lots of information in particular about Musa alayhi salam and his people, the Bani Israel. Long story short, Musa alayhi salam is commanded by Allah in para number 16. وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ. And we send way to Musa, okay, take your people out in the night from Egypt and go. And a lot of detail there, you know, the splitting of the ocean and all the story. And where are they heading for? They're heading for Masjid al-Aqsa. They're heading for Jerusalem. That is what is for them the promised land. It's there, dictated. And along the way, lots of dramas. All the dramas are in the Quran as well. And yes, finally, they are camped almost at the base of this mountain of Tur. Mountain of Tur is very big. Anyway, very high as well. So Musa is on top. 30 days later, Allah says, continue another 10 days. Jamaat guy will say, that's where the 40 days come from. MashaAllah. Anyway, at the end of the 40 days, Allah did give him the kitab, which is called the Torah. Put that one side. We're talking about coming, engaging yourself, divorcing yourself from everybody in seclusion, and you connect with him. That's the whole atakaf about. So there's Musa alayhi salam ataka barabar, Allah gave him kitab at the end. Now we go to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of you know the history I'm talking about, 40 years old. Yes, Yunus? What happened to him? He's looking around. He looks at the people. They've gone off track completely. This house my grandfather built for Allah's ibadat and worship and Allah's sadda. See what they have done. They made this holiest building into a temple. And look at the life they're leading. See? Look at the inhuman treatment against others. All I see is mostly evil around me. There must be some way to solve all these issues. So what does he do? I am suggesting to you, Allah inspires him to leave the city, go out there, out of Makkah, go on to this tall mountain, very high it is. We have been there, mashallah, several times. You, Doc, you went up. Mashallah. And he's there in total isolation. Nobody around. Alone. That's the whole objective. Isolation. And what happens? We know the history several times, up and down, up and finally, month of Ramadan. He's so involved, he's so deep in his thought, trying to connect with him. And does connect. And how does the connection take place? By Allah sends Jibreel down. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Tick. So connection was made. And straight away Allah starts with him. To build up the connection and to maintain it, I am giving you first few verses of my kalam which are going to follow shortly, more and more and more. Tick. So what were the first verses? You all know it. اقرأ بسم ربك. Something very interesting I normally share. I said, see, Allah subhanahu, no, no, look at the other side first. You know, lots of people who promote literacy, nice thing, mashallah, excellent. You see, when the Quran came, Abdul Rashid, the first word was what? Iqra. So Allah is saying, must read. To her Rashid, you must read. Read and educate yourself. Fine, it's a good line, I don't agree with them. Look at the next word, Bismi Rabbik. Ya Muhammad in bracket. Start reciting, start reading. What you gonna read? In brackets now, the words, the kalam of Allah, which Allah will reveal unto you, called Quran. But before you start reciting, take the name of your Rabb. And what's the response, Abdul Rashid? Bismillah. What's Allah's name, boy? I mean, what's your Rabb name? Allah. You'll know the famous question in the grave. What's the first question, boys? Mar Rabbuk. Who's your Rabb? The word Rabb is here. And what's the answer? Allah. And what is your deen? Islam. Who's this man Allah sent? Muhammad. Tick. So the first one is this one. So, Iqra bismi rabbik. Take the name of your Rabb. Response, Bismillah. So I am asking you a simple question. When you read a magazine, before you start, you say Bismillah. MashaAllah, technology now, take out your Samsung, your Android phone, and check the WhatsApp message, Bismillah first, I'm asking you. You go to SMS, they make Bismillah first, Abdul Rashid. No, the Bismillah is restricted only to Quran. Iqra, Bismi Rabbik. Take the name of your Rabb. And what is also very interesting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to use those same words which Muhammad must now use to share with these people, to get their mind to turn around, take a complete U-turn away from that which they created and turn towards Him who is the Creator. And not only that, after creating you, what has Allah done? Sustained. Sustained us how? I'll show you just now, inshallah. Look at the next line. Iqra bismi rabbik alladhi khalaq, the one who has created you. Khalaqal insana min alaq. We all know the tarjuma. But I want to show you something more, inshallah. Recite the khalaqal insana min alaq. He has created man from a clot of congealed blood. What is before the congealed blood? What is the process? What's the condition, doc? We go to the early stages, the beginning stage. The naked eye cannot see. So what we need? Karwa. Microscope. Yes or no? And what happens inside the fallopian tube? Can you see with the naked eye? Microscope. Yeah? And then the transfer from the male to the female. And then finally the fusion in the fallopian tube, and then finally it comes down and then links up with the lining of the woman's womb. It's still very tiny. You need magnifying glass. Microscope. And then after several days, one tiny blob now appears on the lining of the woman's womb. And what is that? Congealed blood. Which your eye can see. So Allah is referring you what your eye can see. Look at that particular point. What you can't see, put that up. Because that has no magnifying glass. Maybe if Allah sent the Quran now, in this modern zamana, he'll talk about magnifying glass. Then Allah is saying, what has Allah done, boy? That was as far as you concerned your beginning process, because you can see that. Then there was that development stage for the next 9 months or so. Who provided you with sustenance? Did the mother spoon feed you, Abdul Rashid? He's the one. It continued and he protected you as well. And then 9 months later, what happens, boy? The child emerges. That food line is now cut. And short while later, after the baby is cleaned, etc., 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 the baby begins to cry. Huh? Cry for what? Mullah, what do you think? Dood, yeah, mashallah, clever lady. Alright. Trying for dood. Because the supply line was direct from the neighbor and going in the stomach, now the line is cut, now the child wants something here. So what happens now? The nurse in the hospital now will bring the child and give it to the mummy. Huh? And the mother takes the child in the arms. And what does the mother, what is the most she can do, people? The most she can do is pick up the child and place the child's lips by her nipple, yes or no? That's all. Prior to that, 6 months ago, there was no milk in her breast, yes or no? And just before the child came, now the milk began to appear, am I correct? So when that line got cut, Allah opened new line. Barabar, can you see what's happening? Huh? And what does the child know what to do? Allamal insana malam. Look at this beautiful thing, man. Allah taught man what man did not know. What did the child know? Come on. All the mother did pick up the child and left the child's mouth by the breast. Kala chutti. What happens next, boy? Who gave the child the knowledge? Baby, open your mouth. And the mother will then put the nipple in the mouth and now start sucking, so to speak. Who gave that? Can you see? So Allah is directing that mushrik, that Quraysh of Makkah Mu'azzama, who made the Baytullah into a temple, 360 idols, you all know all the story. And this opening words of the Quran, our Nabi has to use from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to focus, to turn the attention, the focus of those mushrikeen towards him. And what a beautiful method, yes or no? Other thing here is, Allah's Nabi made atakaf there. And what was the result? The connection. And Allah provided means of guidance. Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. Islam will carry on. 13 years Makkah Mu'azzama. Makkah is under the control of mushrikeen. You all know that as well. Allah's Nabi now leaves Makkah Mu'azzama, comes and settles Medina Munawwara. And we find, not in the first Ramadan, but the second Ramadan. Second Ramadan. That is when, just before that Ramadan can start, I'm sure the khatibs that came here must have discussed with all the famous hadith of Salman Farsi. See, Allah Nabi came in Rabiul Awwal. That whole year passes, Ramadan, Shaban comes, Shawwal comes, goes, and come next year now. We come moving, Rajab comes to Shaban, and comes the last day of Shaban. Allah's Nabi on the mimbar, Salman Farsi reporting, and I am assuming it was a Juma. And it was a very long khutbah. The most important part is the beginning line, قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ شَهْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ shahrun fihi laylatun khayrun min al-fishar. Ja'alallahu siyamahu farida. It goes on. A great month has now cast a shadow over you. It's a very Mubarak month. It's a month in which there is a night greater than 1,000 months. Allah has made fasting in this month for us. So we see from this particular hadith, very clear, it was now about 17, 18 months later, that Allah Ta'ala sends down the command for fasting. And which fasting? By Ramadan. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ سِيَامَهُ فَرِيضًا. The other question, was there roza before Ramadan in the lives of the Muslim? Yes, there was. Yes, there was. We find early days, Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba Kiram, you must fast for 3 days every month, 13, 14, 15. Added to that was the Ashura Roza. Tick. After that, what happens? When Ramadan comes, Allah cancels those two. And Ramadan became now the month of fasting. As the days go by, Allah Nabi Muhammad straight away is inspired by Allah to engage in atakaf in the masjid. Again, for what? To build and maintain the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look, you know, in Quran there are so many verses, Allahu Akbar, for example, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ تَتَجَافَ. It goes on. Plenty of verses where Allah is teaching us that the salihin and the mukhlisin and the devotees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their condition of life? They detach themselves from the world and even their family, especially at night. And they connect with him in terms of dua, in terms of istighfar and so on and so on. These are the mukhlisin, these are the devotees who get that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Nabi Muhammad introduces now in Medina Munawwara what is called atakaf. And as the Sahaba Ikram, they'll tell you that he made atakaf every year without fail. And he regard atakaf to be so important that never missed a single atakaf in all the Ramadan that came. And there was one occasion, they tell us, that he missed one atakaf. Who knows when? Maulvis? No. I said he missed it, not cancelled it. Good point, Karwa. I'll talk about that just now. He missed it. Nobody? Jibai? Conquest of Makkah, Masha. That's his name. That's A.R. Khan. Like to ask. People say, Mona, we don't want to sit in front of you. We hide behind the pillar there. Why you ask too many questions? By sawal is half knowledge. And Allah Dabi used to also ask questions to Sahaba Ikram. To gauge the thinking, the thought, the mind, the intelligence, and then will respond to them likewise. Here is to make the discussion interesting and to keep you guys awake. I don't want to know Nali again here. Right, mashallah. What was the question again? Yeah, which year? See, 13 years, Quraysh got Makkah under full control. 13. Then Hijrah take place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we go to 8. Full control. And some of you may remember, if you again refer to Quran, where Allah talks about لَقَدَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ رُؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. You know, referring to what? In the year 6 Hijri, after the battle of the trench, Allah then we saw one dream, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did he see in the dream? You all know it, I'm sure. He found himself and a band of sahaba entering Makkah Mu'azzama in Ihram. No obstacle, no interference. Peacefully enters and they perform tawaf of Baytullah, Safa Marwa, etc. And then finally at the end, in the dream he showed some sahaba cutting the hay, some are shortening the hay, muhallikina ruusakum wa muqassirin. Now next morning he tells the sahaba ikram, I saw this dream, and guess what happened, Abdul Rashid? He's sharing the dream, and what happens? Look at the reaction. You know what the sahaba said? Allah's Rasul, definitely Allah's command, we must now go. Another question. Why did they assume and presume and conclude that the dream that Nabi saw is Allah's command? Any idea? We're talking Medina. 6 Hijri. In Makkah, Allah sent down after Surah Yasin was Saffat. And in was Saffat, there's one section there, Ibrahim alayhi salam. By now, most of you should have bought this line. Inni ara fil manam, anni azbawuka fandur madha tara. Oh my son, I saw in my dream, I'm slaughtering you. Think about it and tell me what you feel. And what does the child respond? Ya abati if'al ma tu'mar. Oh my father, do as you have been commanded. Father saw dream. Child, about 10 years old, Ismail, understands my father's dream is Allah's hukum. Yes or no? So come here now, jump the gun this side. So they already got prior knowledge that the dream of a Nabi is Allah's command. So, Ya Nabi, Allah's command, let's go. And they left. Yes, they did leave. And you know the story came outside Makkah, they had a blockade there. And finally, long story short, Treaty Hudaybiyah was signed. Come next year only for 3 days. And Allah Dabi, you know, humbled himself and whatever they demanded, you know, really unfair conditions he accepted. Because all he wanted was peace. Up to now, they are separated, no interaction, no intermingling. How will they know about the deen, the ordinary people? Because the hostile people were all the motas, not the chotas. All the motas were the hostile people. Now, how will they know? So this, he accepted, because by this peace treaty, there'll be interaction. And the best part was, you know what they said, Ya Muhammad, you know what? He's gonna go, we'll be embarrassed if we allow you to enter now. Just to save our reputation. We are insisting you must go home now. Come back next year. And Nabi accepted. By, you know, Quran says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Once you make the niyat for ihram, for hajj or umrah, complete it. Now they are jammed. If you start namaz, Allah Akbar Yunus, What's the law? Can you just break you and take a walk? You have to complete. And if wazu break, what you'll do, right? Example, you have to end the namaz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes or no? Bas. Complete. And now you have to repeat. Now in the case of ihram, you just can't break away. Whether it's hajj, whether it's umrah, it starts with labbaik. And how does it end? Cut your hair. Now these people are in a dilemma. What do they do? Allah sent Quran. وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُوسَكُمْ حَتَّى يَبَلُغُ الْحَدِيُ مَحِلَّا. You know, you can't cut your hair, O Muslims, until you slaughter animal. And at that time it was customary. When they go on pilgrimage, then they used to take animals. So at Hudaybiyah, long story short, animals started. Right, hair was cut and shortened. And the other part was this. Many sahaba were upset. Ya Nabi, you saw this dream. And what happened here now? Umar, the great giant, he was also very upset. So Allah Nabi calmed them down. Can listen, yes, the dream is true. Allah didn't say when. We came with out of enthusiasm. Allah didn't say when, and it's going to happen like Allah showed me. And they go back. And then, you know, Allah send down, as they're going back, Allah send down the surah called Surah Fatah. You all know it. Inna Fatahna. This peace treaty Allah is saying is a great victory, although it goes against you. And we'll see afterwards what happens. You know what happens after that? With this peace interaction. People are mixing, Musalman mixing with them. They Musalman, they say, amen. This Islam is something altogether different. Unlike what they were making propaganda. And people began to enter the deen of Islam. And among the most notable people, guess who entered Islam? Abdul Rashid, you know? MashaAllah, good student of mine, Khalid bin Walid. Khalid bin Walid, who became the sword of Allah, the man responsible for defeat in Uhud. Allah give them a hidayat. Tick? Alright? And Allah says, look at this one here. لَقَدَ صَدَقَ اللَّهِ. Definitely the dream that the messenger saw is true. لَتَدَخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. Definitely you people enter Masjid al-Haram, inshallah. Who's saying inshallah? Quickly. Allah. Does Allah need to say inshallah? When our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah Mu'azzama, when the Quraysh, after getting some information from the Jews of Medina Munawwara, they came to ask him questions, you all know that. And he said to them, tomorrow I'll have the answer. Hoping that Allah will send wahi. Tomorrow never came. Come tomorrow. About 2 weeks went by. Nabi is now getting agitated. What's happening? And now the enemies are making, see. Then Allah sent verse, Surah Kaf, I'm sure you'll know it. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Never say that you will do something tomorrow without saying, inshallah. That's how the inshallah came. Before you know, when you talk, you know, tomorrow. No, inshallah must come in. The job will be done tomorrow. Must add inshallah, because Allah alone knows. But now the beauty is in this particular ayat, Allah is saying what? Undoubtedly, the dream that the messenger saw is true, is going to happen. Definitely, without doubt, guaranteed, you will enter Masjid al-Haram, inshallah. Who's saying that? Allah needs to, I'll show you why he means. He says, Aminin, you will enter peacefully. Relax. You'll do everything. At the end, muhallikina ruusakum, you'll do all that. MashaAllah. And yes, it did happen the following year. Following year, when they came back, that peace treaty, Makkah was empty for 3 days, Abdul Rashid. Sahaba came, Allah Nabi did it, MashaAllah, and relax. No mushkilat. As Allah said in the Quran there. And as you saw in the dream as well. And guess what happens? In the 3 days when they're in Makkah Mu'azzama, the common man, he's studying these people, looking at them, and the most important impression that was made on them was the adab the Sahaba had for Rasulullah. This made an impact, and now the hearts are getting inclined. And there's it. Take care? Okay, let's carry on. Now, for the treaty was for 10 years. 7 Hijri, he came and made Qaza, Umrah, so to speak. Now comes the 8th year. Just before Ramadan, one of the conditions which they put, they violated. When you violate one condition, the whole treaty is satyanas. So Allah Dabi says, now we have to take action. A lot of detail. And he prepares an army, 10,000 people. They leave Medina on the 10th of Ramadan. They're heading for Makkah Mu'azzama. Quran said what? فَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرْ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. What does that mean? After introducing Ramadan, Roza, Allah says, those who are sick and in a journey, you may postpone and count the days later on. Allah's Nabi is the perfect example, yes or no? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ رَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ. You all know that. Now, when he starts on this journey, the first 10 days, Medina is fasted. When they left Medina, heading for Makkah, is in Roza. And just somewhere on the outskirts, at a particular point, I forgot the location, not very far from Medina, he breaks his Roza. To signify what? Allah gave us concession. Take advantage. Plus, you need to eat. You need energy. You're traveling long distance, unlike you and me, by in air conditioned comfort. If a modern Musliman asks today, Muni Sahab, I'm traveling by air in Ramadan. And you know how tempting the chow is in the second class. Oh, mashallah, tops. And when they're passing the Tehran, the aroma comes through now. Although you forgot your hunger, now the hunger is reminded of it. One reason why A.R. Khan gave talaq to going to any confectionery shop in Ramadan. Try it sometime. Go to, what's our brother down the road here? Al-Baik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Go there sometime. In Ramadan, go now, go today, come on. Go now, after this bayan. And you see that beautiful you know, whatever display is got there, I can promise you, your mouth will water. Hey, auntie, give me that. With the niyat, inshallah, I will eat after iftar. Promise you, you can't touch it. No, inshallah, after Taraweeh, I promise you, you can't touch it. You have that greed and the hirs, you won't touch it. You will never touch it. Anyway, Allah breaks the roza, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach them. There were some sahaba who opted to fast, and you told them, there is no goodness in fasting in Safar. So let's go back to us now, with modern transport, mashallah, unlike them now. They're on the road by walking in the day with the blazing sun. Very few are on the camel, they walking. You need all the energy. Why you're gonna fast, you're gonna fall down, kids. So, he does that. Now what about me and you? Must we fast or can we utilize the condition, the concession? What do you think, Abdul Rashid? Huh? Both. What mean both now? That's not both. I will say keep Rosa. You know why? I promise you, ask our mothers and sisters, they'll tell you. For them to make that qaza after Ramadan is very hard. Very hard. And for you to keep one qaza after Ramadan, doc, I promise you, not easy. Ramadan is Ramadan, Ramadan something else. So we will keep the fast. But if you want to not fast, no guna, that's the beauty. See, understand something else as we go along. You'll know this hadith, I'm sure. Allah, Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone who had no valid reason not to fast and neglects one roza in Ramadan, no excuse. From after Ramadan, he can fast every day for the rest of his life. He'll now be able to meet up the reward for that one roza. Can you understand me, man? That's Ramadan greatness for you. So Allah Dabi left on the 10th of Ramadan. He's there in Makkah 21st. Makkah is now captured. He's busy with the people there in Makkah Mu'azzama with the deen of Islam, etc. Then Taif takes place after Shawwal. And then he comes back home. This is the only time he missed. So what does he do? Comes 9 Hijri. 9 Hijri, he made 20 days i'tikaf. Amni Rashid? One is this year's 10 and one is last year's 10 days. Mr. Karwa was talking about the wives. Allah Dabi, may Allah take all of Al-Madinah, say Ameen. Those who have gone there, just visualize now, we are in Riyazul Jannah. Right, we're facing the Qibla. There's on the right is the Mihrab. On the left, you got two pillars there. Bibi Aisha's pillar, Abu Rubaba, yes or no? Go more left, and you got the screen there, the greenish and goldish screen, am I right? That first saf is leading you directly to Bibi Aisha's house. Radiallahu anha. Right there, there's a pole, the half in, half out, if you remember. Just by that pole is called Ustuwana Sarir. Sahaba telling us that is where his bedding used to be placed for the i'tikaf. Do you understand? Okay. Let's move. So what does he do now? 10 days i'tikaf. It was one Ramadan, I'm not sure which year. He put his cubicle there and his i'tikaf. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha came, Allah Nabi, can I also put my small cubicle here in the masjid? Go ahead. Okay. Then, short while later, another one came up. Because the other one came to know, you know how it goes. Third one came out, he got very cross. He said, remove all these things. Who gave them permission? He gave only one. Out. And what did he do now? He abandoned his i'tikaf now in Ramadan. I'm not being i'tikaf this Ramadan. But it's his pattern. So what does he do? After Ramadan, what month? Hello? Shawwal. Yeah. He made i'tikaf in Shawwal. Now let's go further on. What's the next year after 9 years? 10th? Yes or no? Okay. Before we go to 10th year, please. See, I got the Quran in front of me here. One important point I will share with you. We got the first verse, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, right? And as the years go by, Allah will send more and more. One question that comes about, Allah gave Musa alayhi salam full kitab. Allah gave Dawood full kitab. Allah gave Isa full kitab, complete, that's it. comes to Quran, Allah breaks it up. Why? Allah should have given us one kitab one time. There's a kitab, take it and go. Why? What was the reason for the breakup? Very simple. To take them, what we say in our words, progressively from stage to stage. And take them to the level of perfection. Gradual. Okay. Another important point. Why broken up? Look at the Quran. Sometimes you'll find Sahaba-e-Kiram asking a question. And Allah replies, for example, the first Yas'alunaka in Quran in Surah Baqarah is Yas'alunaka anil ayillah. The people asking you, Nabi, regarding the Hilal, the crescent, the new moon. What happened? Allah the Bi strongly emphasized the importance of searching for the new moon every month. Like inshallah this Thursday, Abdul Rashid Thursday, yeah? Yeah. When is it? Inshallah Friday, okay. This man, Allah reward him, bless him. One of my very good students, mashallah. Besides Naeem Motala, of course. He met me there one day. And I asked him about the forthcoming child. Because I got wind of it. Somebody is coming, one Mehman coming. And I said, mashallah, came. He said, yeah. What's the name? He said, Muhammad, inshallah. Name was Muhammad. But he put the inshallah, I don't know why. And since then, the boy's name, where is he? Since then, when he talked to me, Muhammad inshallah. When I came, I said, Muhammad inshallah will be there, he'll sort the things out for you. So that's his name now from my side. Muhammad inshallah. Allah, you know, reward this Rashid. All the khidmat he makes, you know, you can't fully appreciate. And all the others, well, Jagot ke Jogiyat, what's his name? Who does the other help here, bhai? Waraji, yeah, not joking. Waraji, Jazakallah, Waraji, mashallah. And all the other khuddam, plenty, you know, there are plenty here. Allah's khas mercy and rahmat. And also, you guys don't get too thick heads fallen here. Appreciate Allah Ta'ala's favor that Allah is using for the khidmat. And on that particular point, something else. Very beautiful. We need to always recall and appreciate Allah Ta'ala's favor. And then express your shukr to Him. Another important point. See, go in Surah Naml, Para 19, Ayat 19. That's a 1 hour bayan, but he's short, 2 minutes. Allah is teaching us through Sulaiman alayhi salam's action. When he realized it's a great ni'mat of Allah that I'm able to hear the voice of the ant and understand what the ant is saying. It's a great ni'mat. I tell people when I discuss this verse, get the most powerful microphone and catch one ant and park him on top there and put that in full blast. You will not hear the pitter-patter of the ant's feet, let alone the voice. And Sulaiman, Allah allowed him to tune into that. And he's so appreciative. What does he say? See what Quran says. وَقَالَ He said, رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نَعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. Oh my Rabb, you blessed me with the tawfiq of making shukr to you for the favors you bestowed upon me. And because his father Dawood was also a great person, Allah favored him also. وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. Now that was words. And what's the other famous proverb by action? You made your verbal shukr. Through this ayat we learn something else. Verbal shukr not enough. That verbal shukr must be translated into action. So look at the next words. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَى. Allah, you bless me with the tawfiq of engaging in such amal that are pleasing to you. وَأَدَخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And Allah, you know, admit me among your pious servants. That's it. So let's go there quickly now. 9 Hijri went past, we come 10 Hijri. Oh yes, sorry, maaf. 9 Hijri, again Quran got the information there. that and one reason why Allah broke it up, because different time, different thing happened, guide them, he made a mistake, give him guidance, and how he must, you know, conduct himself thereafter. A person has sinned, for example, what must he do? To Allah give guidance? So regularly, guidance coming. So when he spoke about the moon, they asked, now why is it so important? So Allah answers, yes, alunaka, the people ask you about the moon, tell them it is to calculate time. And as far as you people are concerned, the most important ibadat in your life is Hajj. And Hajj is on the 9th of Zilhijjah. If you don't keep tabs on the moon, sighting, you'll never get the 9th. And it goes on like that. So there's your one answer. Now let's go on. In the year 9 Hijri, around the month of Rajab, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received information that the Roman Empire has planned to launch an attack on Medina. So what does he do? Make mashwara with Sahaba Ikram. And it's concluded that what they say, the best defense is what? Offense. You blast him before he can blast you, and you know he's going to do that to you. So now they start preparing. And as they began to prepare, something dramatic happened. It was very hot. Midsummer. You must go there in Makkah, Medina by, not July, go August, September. That's when all the khajur get ripe in the heat. Remember that. Very hot. And for the last 2 years there was drought. It means no crops. This year, mashallah, barasat came. And the crops are there. And if you know about farming and things like that, fresh produce, the moment it's ready, you must now, what they say, harvest it. Take it out. And leave it there. Goodbye. So two things. 2 years we suffered. This year everything is there. And Medina is a farmland. And it's so hot. This is a 1 month journey plus to go from here to there. And many of us don't have transport. How are we going to go? So some of them, not all, just a few of them, displayed a kind of reluctance in preparing and, you know, to go out. And, you know, negative thoughts, what happens? Like an epidemic, contagious, it starts spreading. Others now began to feel, yeah man, it's too hot. The moment that kind of attitude was now there, Allah sent Quran. Open para 10. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillahi thaqaltum ilal ard. Surah Tawbah this is. Look at the words. O people of Iman, when you are commanded to come out in the path of Allah, you display reluctance and you clinging to the ground. Well, your zamana, maybe our zamana, Karwa. Teacher says, take him off with six of the best. Maybe the elder guy, remember. And when they're taking you by, you're holding to this, you're grabbing. Because you know, best means the best. So you're trying to, you know, hold on. Not get there. You are showing the same thing. You cling to the ground. فَمَا مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Is the life of this world more important? Remember that the life, the benefits of here is too little compared to Akhirah. And then comes the most, I don't want to use the wrong word. The way Allah comes down so hard on these Sahaba Ikram, you won't believe it. Illa tanfiru. If you all don't come out, yu'adhibakum adhaban alim. Those that were loyal now for the past 22 years, they developed, went up, because some showed reluctance, it impacted on the others, not the majority. But Allah wants to close the door completely. O people of Iman, when you commanded to come out, you're showing reluctance, you're clinging to the ground. See, are you more pleased with the dunya compared to Akhirah? The benefit of the dunya compared to Akhirah, very little. And if you don't come out, Ya Allah, يُعَذِّبَكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. So hard. Allah will give you a dreadful, painful azab and punishment. One command, show reluctance. See ya. And Allah is again, another one. وَيَسْتَبَدِ الْقَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ Allah will replace you with another nation. Ooh. Can you understand, people? وَلَا تَدُرُّ وَشَيَا And you will not harm him ever. Who's the him here? Not Allah, Muhammad. Because understand again quickly if you have followed. Roman Empire wants to attack Medina, but who's the target? Muhammad. And they were getting ready, and then this heat story and the produce is there, etc. And Allah came down like this. You will not be able to harm him one bit. Why? Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah has got full power and control. Why can't you harm him? Why can't you harm him by your reluctance? Look at the next word. Illa tansuru. If you don't help him, Muhammad, no problem. Faqad nasarahu Allah. Allah helped him. When? When the kuffar forced him to leave. And he was the second of the two in the cave. Huh? And he told his companion to give him comfort and ease his mind. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't grieve, don't be afraid. Allah is with us. What happened, dear boy? We know he left. We know the search party was out. They offered 100 camels, bring Muhammad dead or alive. And instead of hitting for the highway, they went to the mountains and they spent some time in the cave. And one jamaat of mushrikeen, search party, right? The incentive was the 100 camels dead or alive. 100 camels reward, bring him back dead or alive. And they spread out, they say he must be in the mountain. And there is a cave there on top. Anybody been on that cave? Raise your hand quickly. Mawana Naeem, ab gaya. Ghar Sor. How many times? Huh? One, I beat you, I went twice. On that point, please, just bear with me. This is not a lecture, it's just sharing some thoughts. I went Jabal al-Nur, mashallah, many times. At least 7. I went up and then 2 people up, mashallah. Jabal al-Sor, I avoided. Don't listen to propaganda, bhai. Hey, don't go there. It's very hard to climb. You know, you're going to get finished. And I saw by example, my one sister and brother-in-law with their daughter, they went up. For a couple of days, they had their feet in the garam pani there. Didn't go haram for namaz. So I said to myself, if that is the case, now I'm not going up. Then, Doc, you know I like my history. I'm doing history, not a lot of history. I used to talk about the cave, looking at the description there. But I wasn't enjoying it. And I could see it's not impacting on the people. Mona, you haven't been there. You're looking at what's in the books. And then as the years went by, Allah inspired me, you rather go on top. Because we talk about what? Right on the top. That cave is so unique, it's got a very small, you know, like an igloo. Small, huh? Like that, opening. And you go inside, it's big. It's just like an igloo. And there, about 2 meters away from the entrance, is a massive rock. See? That's the key. We read about it, and Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know, he started feeding the holes, and he tore his kurta and filled up all the holes, and there were 2 holes in the bottom there. Eh? Now, he didn't have enough cloth, so what does he do? He sits, stretches his feet and legs, and then closes the hole with his feet. Allah, Nabi, lie down. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi, lay down. And after a short while, it's Bukhari's entire episode, something started knocking him on the soul. Right. And, you know, righty days, you all were not naughty, I was naughty. You know, you get this drawing pin to put the chart there. Take one drawing, put on the righty chair there, by go for a seat, now you'll jump. Because sudden, now I'm comparing something here. He's relaxed, Nabi is fast asleep, he's on guard, and suddenly there's a strike, sharp thorn strikes him on his soul. He could have jumped. Understand something else. He was so alert, ready for anything. He understood perhaps there's something there. So he's alert. And when it struck him, he didn't jump. He was ready for it. Struck him again. He didn't jump. The slightest movement will do what, boy? Come on. Disturb the Nabi. And he strike him. He said the pain became unbearable. And the tears began to flow down. And one or two tear drops fell on Nabi's face. Abu Bakr, what's the matter? I have been stung or beaten or bitten or stung. And Allah Dabi gets up. What was inside there, boy? Stung means scorpion. Bitten means snake. He doesn't know what's there. And the story goes. I can remember Mufti Farooq Saab Mirati Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Limana. Get that bayan from me. Shalakurat bayan diyata. He said, agarche ye riwayat zaif hai lekin haq hai riwayat. He gave detail about the snake and all the story. He gave a lot of detail. So Allah Ta'ala put saliva on his sole of the feet and he got, mashallah, relief. Next day now, they can hear voices, people are coming up. And there's only one way track, they're all heading for the mountain. Abu Bakr is frightened. Very frightened. The voice is telling there are plenty coming. Ya Nabi, we are only two. What's going to happen to us now? There's no escape. There's only that one little entrance there. We're going to be caught out. So what does he say? La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't grieve. Allah is with us. Meaning Allah, if we are two, then Allah is the third. Now when you're in a panic, what you need? Comfort. Fa anzalallahu sakinatahu. Allah sent down Sakina on who? Nabi Abu Bakr, quickly. Let's see how clever you guys are. Abu Bakr, he needs it. Anyway, that was that. So Allah is saying to the Sahaba-e-Kiram, if you don't help him, I will punish you and replace you. What was the reaction? Sab khade ho gaye. Everybody stood up. There's other drama also in Surah Tawbah. I won't go into there now. Anyway, they go Tabuk. And they coming back. In between, the only people who did not go on this very important journey are who? Maulvis? Munafiqeen. Madina Munafiqeen, the pretenders. See? A lot of discussion about them and all yet. So, they didn't go. And as Allah Nabi returning, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at para 11 now. يَعْتَزِرُونَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِذَا رَجَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ They will come to you giving stories when you return to them home. قُلْ لَا تَعْتَزِرُوا Tell them, your excuse is not accepted. Carry on, go. Just that, move it up. And there's another drama there too. We move further on. You go on the next page, and this is the very important line. The year is now, what year? 9 Hijri, Rajab when, Shaban when, and Nabi coming back just in the beginning of Ramadan, couple of days, now he's in Medina. And just before Medina entry, so Allah Ta'ala sent down this verse about, you know, the excuses, just put them one side. But I like this one here. Allah is saying, وَالسَّابِكُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا بِإِحْسَانِ Radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. This is the certificate after 23 years, doc. Allah conferred on all the Sahaba. Occasion is what? Nabi returns from Tabuk. Let's go back. We discuss again. Reminder. Some showed reluctance, yes or no? They got reprimanded, yes or no? Threatened also with punishment. Don't need you. I'll replace you. So you think they sat down? No, they responded 100%. That means back on track. Now they went with the Nabi full journey. Now they're coming back home. That was now the conclusion of the final response to Nabi's command. Now they deserve some award. What Allah says, وَالسَّابِكُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ The very first and foremost, those who preceded everybody, from the Muhajirin, from the Ansaris, and from those who followed these two groups, meaning the non-Ansar, non-Muhajir. A lot of detail there. That's the best part. Radiyallahu anhum. There's the certificate. Allah is very pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. Here's one response to a question that is maybe asked. Why must we say radiyallahu anhum when you take Sahabi's name? There's it. Three jamaats are mentioned here. Who's the first jamaat? Muhajirin, Makkah, Musalman. Who's the second jamaat? Those early Ansaris that came to the help and madad of Nabi, of Islam, of Sahaba. Then you get a third jamaat, neither of this. So three categories. Allah is saying all of them, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Got it? Now we can also understand why Quran was split up, you know, in bits and pieces and took so long. He took the Sahaba from stage one and brought them to perfection. And they got the certificate, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Exactly in the same manner. If we attach ourselves to Quran and use every command of Allah and Rasul for our own development, definitely the time will come, we will also enjoy that. And where's the answer or the explanation to that? Look at this particular verse, Para Amma, you all know it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجَرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ أَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِي أَبَدَى. What's after that? رضي الله عنه. So those who bring iman and make amal salih, right? Concluding, رضي الله will be pleased with them and they'll be pleased with Allah. Got it? Look at another one now. We're coming to the end now, inshallah. You know, there's a verse, this particular ayat, all of you all know it. And the only time, Abdul Rashid, you hear this verse, I don't know other time, in one particular dua, after janazah, in certain places, and in the Kabristan, by certain Maulvis. What are those words? Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. Any other place you hear this ayat? And that too in dua. The hand is picked up there, mashallah, you Rabbana, this, and then Ya Ayyatu, and the whole crowd will join them in chorus. فادخلي في عبادي. My stomach pains, honestly. I'll tell you why it pains. You must understand this background. This surah, Fajr, Allah revealed Makkah, surah number 10 coming down from the top, number 10. Iqra is one. Noon is number 2. Muzammil number 3. Muddassir number 4. Surah Fatiha number 5. Tabbat Yada number 6, number 7, I don't know. But here's number 10, Wal Fajr. It's very early. So listen here. When this particular verses came, Allah Nabi read to Sahaba Ikram. What does it, translation? O soul, that's relaxed. Return to your Rabb. Radiyatam mardiyya. Radiyallahu anhu wa radwan. Same thing. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Admit yourself. Enter unto my servants, my devotees, and enter my Jannah. There's two aspects here. The first line, someone addressing somebody. O soul, that's relaxed. Return to your Rabb. Who you think is making this statement? Who you think? Sahaba asked, Ya Nabi, someone talking to somebody here. Who's the one addressing? Who's the one being addressed? So what answer he gave? He said, the one making the address is Malak al-Maut. Let me tell you now. Every person, my words, split second before your soul is extracted, you'll see Malak al-Maut. And depending on your conduct, you'll see him in that particular form, good or not so good. Oh soul that's relaxed. Come on, we heard it so many times. Which soul is relaxed when you see Malak al-Maut? by your whole life will run so fast. Two things will affect you the most. Allah, so many farz on my head. Hey, Malak al-Maut, just give me a break. Let me cover up. Too late, am I right? Hey, Malak al-Maut, I made so many guna, I didn't say I'm sorry yet. Just give me a break. I can say, Allah, I'm sorry. Too late. Once you see Malak al-Maut, Tawbah darwaza close. Do you understand me? So I'm asking, who will be relaxed? Huh? By many a businessman, when they get a notice from the SARS, we come in to audit your books, they get diarrhea straight away. Come on. It's a fact. It's the most terrifying experience and process which a businessman goes through. When SARS says, we come in to audit your books, it's finished. Hey, Modi sahab, make dua, Modi sahab, the SARS coming. So you have to make dua. And I made dua for two people in Medina by the Bibi Aisha's pillar. Similar situation. And Allah accepted it. I had a call from here, there, I was there, some years back. Moana, you know what? You write there, Moana, big trouble. Only Allah can rescue me. Because we're close. And that's why they say connection call, very good. You must have connection to get your job done, and because it's my close connection, not relative, not blood, but friend, very close. I was in the hotel, Moana. 11 o'clock. Time to sleep. And the call come, I said, Ya Allah. I said, no. Friend in need, come on. I got up, took a shower. Went wuzu with it, of course. And a long walk, man. From the Teba to walk around that, it's very far, man. Anyway, you walk by Krishna, by Mehnat Kiya. And unlike now you must stand in the queue, in the boxes there to get to Riyadul Jannah. Seriously. Now we were there, Naeem, I don't know about you. I went so many times, it was only no stopping zone to make salam. Talk. It's very painful, am I right? You want to stand there at least 30 seconds. Never got 5 seconds. Keep moving. And you want a clobber, eh? You want to get angry, boy, but then you say, hey, there's the verse there. Don't raise your voice above the Nabi's voice, so you shut up. Now, long as I made salam to him, I'm sure he saw me. And I'm sure he accepted, and he keep walking. Those days, come on, doc, we could go in Riyadul Jannah any time of the day or night. It is skeleton crowd. Not packed, there's always some place, and mashallah, went there and pillar was empty, doctor. There I went through rakat namaz and made the dua, Allah, your Nabi told Bibi Aisha, this is the place of Maqbooliyat, and I'm here now, that mart of mine in Mushkilat, solve the problem. My own Amjina. 2 days later, Moana, problem solved. So I'm coming back here. When you see Malak al-Maut, will your soul and nafs be at ease? You'll be. In a real drama. So the Sahabas, Ya Nabi, who's addressing who? Malak al-Maut. But Naful Mutmainna, who are these fellas? My explanation to you, the one whose record of Amal is up to date. Not one guna against him. And Quran tells you very, very clearly, Nabi said so as well. What's the famous word, Moana? At-taibu li dhambi kamalla dhambala. You sin, no problem. Allah, I'm sorry, gone. So his guna side is up to date, not one spot against him. So Malak al-Maut is standing there, you saw him, now you relax, yes or no? You relax now. But record, not up to date, we in trouble. Come return to your Rabb, radiyatan mardiyah. Go back to that verse which I did before. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat and radiyallahu anhu. Got it? There it is. Fadkhuli fi ibadi. Now Allah is talking. Oh my servant, oh nafsul mutmainna, admit yourself, enter among my devotees. Thereafter enter my Jannah. If some of you may remember, Hakim Sahib should quote this line here. Jannat mein jaane se pehle Allah hukum dega ke mere doston se milo. Anyway, Sahaba Ikram got the answer. Abu Bakr Siddiq, acha. And now somebody asked, Ya Nabi, who are these lucky people who get the address? So Allah Nabi said, there are only few. Compared to the majority, very few will get the address by Malak al-Maut. Abu Bakr said, Ya Nabi, can you name some of the people? He was an idea. Maybe look at Sahaba. Nabi said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr, this much I know, one of them is you. And again we go on that man, subhanallah. I can see, I told you, Syria can keep you here. Because it's all, I'm connecting from the Quran itself. From the Quran I'm trying to share with you, explain to you. Why is this man being mentioned, okay, you'll be one of them? Look at the man's life up to date. Not one sin. Mark my words. I put my life on that. Abu Bakr, leave after Islam, even before Islam, you can't point a finger at him. Allah kept him like that. Preserved him to qualify to be Nabi Sohbat al-Khidmat. No sin against him at all. After Islam, no sin. He made one mistake, Moana, let's see how clever you are. Any other Maulvis here? Raise your hand, don't feel shy. He made one mistake. What? Who's that fellow there? Imtiaz? Zain? Oh, Liaq. Hey, okay, my daughter's neighbor. That fellow. Okay, mashallah. No, seriously, one mistake. What cousin? Hey, I tell you, this man. One ishara I made good enough. But to understand the mistake, understand something else, please. Got the right part open here. Wal-layli idha yakhsha. Surah 9 from the top. So early verse, right? Look at the last part. وَسَيُجَنَّبُهَا الْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجَزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Long story short, we shall grant najat from the fire of Jahannam to those who got the highest level of taqwa. Those who spend their property, yatazakka. And whenever they spend and whatever they do, the only objective is wajhi rabbi al-ala. They seek Allah's pleasure. That means the pure ikhlas. Whatever they do is Allah's pleasure. And they have the highest level of taqwa. These few verses came down in favor of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu when he told his father, who tried to persuade him, son, I admire your generosity that you are buying slaves and freeing them from bondage. Why don't you exploit or take advantage of your generosity? You're buying weak ones and sending them away by the guys with muscle power. Sylvester Stallone and you know all those, Rocky Marciano and Muhammad Ali style, you know. Buy those guys because tomorrow, when you need muscle power, you call them, they'll come running. Favor to favor, am I right? What was his response? That's the beauty. My father, what you're saying is good, but my only objective is his pleasure. That means he's showing us what ikhlas is about. My only objective is that. Now he made the statement to his father. All of us say, "By, you know, I'm doing only for Allah's sake. Can you prove it? It's your claim. I take qasam only for Allah's sake. Still no good. Somebody got to endorse what you are saying. Allah endorsed the words of Abu Bakr. I'm doing for Allah. Okay? This is Surah 9 from the top. Now, we go to one Surah, and that's the last part of my bayan, Mu'ana Mu'tara. So don't get anxious, okay? Surah An-Nur. Let me see what Surah that is. Can't remember. 102. Towards the tail end. We look at the year 4-5 Hijri, I think 4 Hijri. Long story short, Bibi Aisha is slandered. Radiallahu ta'ala anha. No time for detail. And one of those that was adding petrol to the fire was a cousin of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And this man was a very poor man. He also made hijrah from Makkah, came to Madinah Munawwara, and he was Abu Bakr's cousin, connection. And bichara, we all get caught now, honestly, Allah must save us. Someone makes ghibat sometime, we don't even think, and pachi uthayu bhai, come on. We all get caught, we all victims. And this bichara fella got caught with the propaganda of the munafiqin. There were about two or three that got caught like that, one of them was this. Then, Allah Ta'ala cleared Bibi Aisha's name. This is Surah Nur. And Allah also said, those who make false accusations against innocent women and they cannot back up their claim by producing four witnesses, then lash them all 80 lashes each. And after that, never ever accept any testimony they make. That if you saw the moon now, your shahadat, go, not interested. Okay? Because these are the real sinners. Except if they make tawbah and they rectify their life. So, these people, Musalman, were now brought in. They were found guilty of this false accusation and they were given the 80 lashes. And one of them was the same character, Abu Bakr's connection. Abu Bakr was providing him with a, what do you call it, wazifa. What wazifa? Like a pension thing, you know. Support every month X amount without fail. And now he's cross. This is my word. My, you know, just watch me and listen to me. I'm trying to reenact what the scene was like. You bit the hand that fed you. I provided your support for so long. And you had to get involved in slandering my daughter, who's also Nabi's wife. I take qasam. From today, no more help. Listen very carefully to me. From today, qasam, no more help. Why? You slandered my daughter. I'm cutting off all aids. Analyze now. This cut off of aid, is it for Allah? Yes or no? No. Not for Allah. My daughter. Plus his own ego perhaps. Eh? No. This is the only mistake he made in his life. A man whom Allah endorsed highest level taqwa, who does nothing but for Allah's sake, he needs to be corrected, yes or no? There's the correction now. This particular ayat, Allah sent down this verse. Same Surah Nur. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ فُو الرَّيْبِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Beautiful. What an ayat. What an ayat. When Abu Bakr made the statement, he needs to be corrected. Allah sent down this verse straight away. It does not behove people of substance among you that you stop giving to relatives and miskeen and those who made hijrah fi sabilillah. The man are all three. Allah is now recommending, making sifarish in favor of this man. But at the same time, correct Abu Bakr. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا. Make the man maaf. Kaun kehta hai? And treat him better. Don't you love Allah must forgive you? Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Hey, this verse came. Abu Bakr, stay to him. Stay to it to Allah. I made him maaf. And I'll give more than what I gave. So Allah brought him back on track. Got it? Again, we can understand why Quran came in bits and pieces. Our concluding remark will be that we need to become attached with this, which we are not. Yes, we're making tilawa in this place. More than tilawa is what? To understand. The other day I spoke there in by Al Baraka Bank, they had that khatam there. I said to them, listen people, one of the important logical wisdom reasoning behind Taraweeh. Who knows? Why has Allah Ta'ala emphasized strongly in terms of recommendation Qiyamul Layl? وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِي تَطَوَّى You all must make, in short, Taraweeh. Response of Allah, Nabi was Taraweeh. Am I right? What is the reason? Anyone knows? We're not Arabs. Yes or no, Doc? They are the Arabs, am I right? Whole year Quran came. And now they're reciting whatever came from beginning till then in Taraweeh. So what's happening? They're revising Allah's kitab in terms of laws, etc., etc. That was an annual thing and it continued and continued. Unfortunately, we did not try to learn the language. So we're standing there like puppets and parrots and listening. There's reward there not to say no. But greater than that is to make some effort to try to understand. Today in this modern era, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us so many avenues and means that tomorrow we've got no excuse. Then something else, quickly, a few important points, just bear with me. Up to 300 odd years ago, not 400, 300 and some change years ago, up to that time there was no Quran tarjuma. Do you know that, Rashid? It was exclusive Arabic khalas. The ulama will sit with the Quran and they'll talk to the people, you know, like bayan, tafsir, etc. But there was no tarjuma in any foreign language at all. You had to come to Moli Sahib and Moli Sahib will, if he wants to, give you sabak otherwise. Allah Ta'ala inspired the greatest alim of Hindustan 300 years ago. What's his name? Shah Waliullah. Rahmatullahi. Allah inspired him. He made the first ever Quran translation into foreign language, Parsi. Very first man to do it. Why Parsi? The Mughal rulers were all Persians. Like, you know, we had earlier the Afrikaner. So the Afrikaner joined like the Cape and the Transvaal and the OFS. What language? I call it English, lapa. You only speak the Java language, am I right? And because the British had a domain here, control here, English. Otherwise, they're Afrikaans. So the ruling party, their language was authority. And the upper class only spoke Parsi. So for their benefit, Parsi. The common people, what was their language? You all know, originally, Hindi. Listen, tell something for me, Hindi. Because they Muslim, and because the rulers are who? Persian. So lots of Persian words came in the Hindi language. We're talking the common Hindi language. And because they are Muslim, and lots of Islamic terminology is used, and we use all the time even now, those words came in. So in a short while, a new language was born called Urdu. So what does his son do, Shah Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? Allah inspires him. The father did for the upper class. And he now makes tarjuma in Urdu for the common class. So there we have the very first tarjuma, 300 years back. I am not sure when. But not more than 100 years ago, we had the very first English translation. I'm not sure who, whether it was Pictol or Yusuf Ali, I'm not very sure. Pictol was just basic tarjuma. And that's a Roman type language, you know that one, that old type. Yusuf Ali, mashallah, for that time it served his purpose, the first man to attempt to make a little bit commentary. Okay? Then, after that, two commentaries appeared, I'm talking English now language, appeared in the world. And they are, I believe, firmly the best ever commentaries in English. One is called Ma'ariful Quran, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. That came out several years back. Originally, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he was کیا کہتے ہیں, his services were used by Radio Pakistan every morning to conduct Quran tafsir until it was closed down. That inspired him now to put pen to paper and it was all in Urdu. Mufti Shafi Sahib passed away, Yunus. Allah inspired the two sons, Mufti Taqi Osmani, Mufti Rafi Osmani, that there is a demand out there in the world, English. This is an excellent tafasir of Holy Quran. It must be put into English. And mashallah, English came. Few years ago, Mufti Abdul Hussain Ilyas, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, Allah inspired him. Where he managed to edit and make tarjuma of a tafsir called Anwarul Bayan. English tarjuma. MashaAllah, you guys are good. I'm doing that purposely, asking all to answer. Right? Right. And, you know, Allah is very great, Yunus. Allah is very kind. And I must thank this man, Abdul Rashid, who put me onto computer, if you all don't know. This one. Allah reward him. And the web and all this, this man here, mashallah. I'm taking you all somewhere. I have used Ma'riful Quran in my tafsir sabak, mashallah, even naming mutala of that. And then, that was a bit mushkil. Then Allah sent the easier version, Anwarul Bayan, Mufti Ashiq Ilahi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and Mawlana Afzal Hussain Ilyas, mashallah, Allah reward him, and I'm sure Allah will give him a lot of barakat in the grave there because of this particular thing. He made tarjuma of many kitab, about 900 books I think it is. The best, as far as I'm concerned, in my book, is this one. What can be better than the Quran, come on? When it came out, it was about 12 volumes, I think, 10 or 12. Now, because the saving paper, you know how it goes? Made 3 volumes. And then, they say, now don't use paper anymore, send the email. Am I right? So that too was sorted out. Rashid, that hard copy, now on PDF. Subhanallah. I'm taking you all somewhere, please, just bear with me. For the academics, my advice to you, get a copy of Ma'riful Quran English. It's there in the bookshops. And for you, the ordinary people, Mr. Karwa, you the academic, you for the other one, right? Doc, you to the other one. But no. All of you will go for the other one. Anwarul Bayan. I can promise you, you will not find a better tafsir than that one. So simple. English. So easy to understand. Now what more you want? It is our duty to try to understand what Allah is talking about. You know, many years ago, just before Mawlana Patel Sahib, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, you know, left for Umrah and then he never came back. I was here on that occasion. He's there on the minbar or the chair, I can't remember. No, on the chair. And I'm sitting there in that corner there. And there was some youngster who finished Hifz. And he must talk something about Quran, etc. on his occasion. So I remember very clearly, he mentioned, you know, that a few days ago, a doctor came to me and said to him, Mawlana, 12 years ago, you encouraged us to read normal Quran tilawa side by side, at least a few lines of English translation. Mawlana, from that day I started. It took me 12 years and a few days ago I made khatam of that one. Are you with me, people? Subhanallah. More shocking than that, and that's my conclusion, definitely, inshallah. A Christian woman, Filipino, her name is Khadija Watson now. I'm taking you back several years, maybe 10, 12 years ago. She took a course in evangelism. Right? That particular Tablighi Jamaat, that side. And they gave her one assignment. Take Quran and find faults. That's your assignment. To get your degree. Allah says clearly by Shahru, Ramadan alladhi unzila fi al-Quran, then what? The Quran is a source of hidayat. She went to find fault, Allah opened her heart, she got hidayat. She became Muslim. She's got about 9 or 10 sons. Rashid, mashallah. Soccer team, eh? All Christians, she tried to persuade them up to now, I'm not sure now. Not interested. We are loyal to our Christian. Her husband also Christian. She left them all and she came this side. And finally Allah opened the door. She's living in Jeddah. She's quite elderly. The best part is now, She was interviewed on Channel Islam by Inayat Wadi. And in that interview, 2 hours, 8 to 10, just one part I want to share with you, very important, relevant. In between that interview, this point came about, okay, mashallah, you have read the English translation how many times? She said, brother, I read the translation 26 times. We're talking several years back. A convert of a few years, 26 times. I read the entire Bukhari cover to cover 26 times. There's something very familiar here. I leave behind Quran and my Sunnah. You hold firm to them, you won't go astray. Barabar. What's the point here? 26, 26, you saw it. Then came the phone call, Abdul Rashid, and men and women were crying out of embarrassment and shame, and they confessed the embarrassment. Say, you have put us to shame. We are born Muslim, we're 50, 60 years old, never had tawfiq to read a couple of pages in our life. And you, a recent entry into Islam, Allah blessed you with the tawfiq of reading the Quran, tarjuma, how many times, Yunus? What am I telling you? We have to do something. And I was telling Moana earlier on, this thing is a great blessing. And the other one too. Where's the other one? There's it here. You all don't know. I must thank Rashid for all this. You know what this is, you know, Doc, you know. In here there's Quran and Tafsir and Hadith loaded here. Come on. Anwarul Bayan is inside here in English. Maariful Quran is here in English. Same here as well. Now what more you want? Tomorrow Allah will say, Abdul Rashid, I gave you technology. It was in the palm of your hand. You never utilize it to your benefit. Utilize it. Now is the time, these last few days, to make dua, Allah give us tawfiq, to become attached to His kalam, His Quran. And Allah must give us tawfiq with the barakat of that, our lives turns for the better. May Allah Ta'ala accept me, accept all of you. In particular, Allah accept all the khuddam of Masjid An-Nur and all the other masajis, especially Abdul Rashid and, what's your name again, bhai, I forgot. Ji, Voraji. I don't know why I say Jogiyat, Voraji. And all the others, mashallah, Mawana Imutala, his sons as well, Allah accept them all, and all the trustees and all the non- kya kehte hai, non-ulama, the non-trustees, all of them in khidmat of masallah, I accept them all. And right now we have lots of SMSs and WhatsApp coming. Ya Allah, 3-4 janaza a day, Yunus, I mean Doc. Frightening, eh? Only in Ramadan, Abdul Rashid, you know that. After Ramadan, it'll drop. Only Ramadan. Ask Naeem Mutala, he'll tell you, mashallah. At least average 3 janaza after every salah in Masjid An-Nabawi. How we know? As-salatu ala al-amwat, amwat now 3 and plus. And sometime child will come, you know. And sometime atfal, you know what atfal means, by? 3 and more, kids, babies, children. Ya Allah, every day. I don't know if you were there that time, but when I was there now, mashallah, couple of nights in between Taraweeh, they had to stop the Taraweeh janaza and send the janaza. So average now, if you count a minimum 3, 5 threes are, minimum 15 janaza a day. And here we're getting 3-4 janaza a day. I mean, compared to that. So this Allah Ta'ala's mercy in their favor. So we make dua for them, okay, Allah Ta'ala grant all of the maghfirat, all the marhumin of the past, Allah make the grave garden of Jannah, Allah grant sabrun jameen to the family members and help them to cope with their loss. And those who are sick, Allah grant them shafa kamil adila. Those who are mushkilat, Allah ta'ala the mushkilat. Allah jalla shanu restore the peace and sanctity of the entire ummah the muslimah. And Allah jalla shanu give hidayah to those who haven't hidayah up to now. Inna Allah malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وعمتنا على الإيمان وحشنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل
قب أمنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ربي أوزعني أن أشكر نعمتك التي أنمت علي وعلى والدي وأن أعمل صالحا ترضى وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله. الحمد لله رب العالمين.